God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. I love to travel, and it's a good thing because I do an awful lot of it in revival meetings and other work, both through the ranch and in other states. And one of the things I enjoy about travel is the great variety that you see, even in this country. So there are distinctions in different regions of the country and even different states. There are some dishes, some foods that if I were to name right now, some would know what I'm talking about. Most would not, because it's a very regionally informed thing. If I were to use certain words right now, as expressions, there are certain states that would comprehend those expressions because they use them. In fact, they own them. But most people would not know what I'm talking about. So there are distinctions. You can tell. I was listening to someone last night, and I thought, he's probably from, and I thought of the area that he was from, just from a slight inflection in his voice. Now, I may have been wrong. The point is, if I was wrong, I was wrong, led by or misled by what I perceived by what he was projecting. You know, the truth is, what you do is to be an accurate and a clear indication of who you are. In Deuteronomy 14, we're reminded of who Israel was, and by application, who we are as children of God. Who were the children of Israel? Where they were children of the Lord. Verse 1 says, ye are the children of the Lord your God, ye shall not. And there are a number of you shall nots and a couple you shalls here. Why? Well, among other things, because they were to be distinctly God's, belonging to God, Jehovah. Verse 2 says, your holy people unto the Lord thy God. Later it says, you're chosen by the Lord. It says, your peculiar people unto himself. What does it mean to be peculiar? Well, it depends on where you are. Some things that we might do in America, they're like wallpaper. We don't think of them at all. They're just what everyone does until you get to another country, and then you realize what an odd thing it is that we're doing. It's distinct to our country. You don't realize how identifiable some of your actions or words or customs may be until you go somewhere where they're not so common. You know, being married is one of the most revelatory things I've ever done because it shows me in what ways Rices are distinct. Things that we do that I think are just normal turn out to be weird things that no one else does. They tend to be very distinct. So what you do as a child of God, as a believer, as a Christian, is to be an accurate and clear indication of who you are. Now, sometimes we can get kind of silly about this and think, well, why do we have to be different? Friend, you are different. You are fundamentally different. And if you don't express that difference, that is hypocrisy. So just under three general headings here, one, our expressions. Verse 1 says, you shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. This was a custom. It was an expression in this case of emotion. And the custom, the emotion, yes, the appearance that the children of Israel were to put off or show, demonstrate to other people, was to show that they were not like the people in whose land they were coming. They were different. They belonged to God. So their expressions, which include their appearance and the way they communicate themselves. Their very diet. Verse 3 says, thou shalt not eat any abominable thing. Well, why abominable? What made it utterly detestable? Verse 21 says, for thou art unholy people. That is, you're different. You're not like everyone else. Jesus later would say, it's not what comes out, what goes in the man that defiles him. It's what comes out of him. For out of the mouth come all these sins. Out of the heart come these sins. So, we're not stating here that this is a diet that you are to hold today, but I would say that even diet is something that expresses a person's culture. The reason you don't eat the same things that they eat in some country, say in Asia or Africa or maybe Europe, is because you don't belong to those locations. You belong to your country, in my case, American. So the point is, expression was to show that they belong to God. Even their diet was to show that they belong to God. The way they used money, boy, is this ever timeless. Thou shalt truly tithe of all thy increase. Verse 22, why? That thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always. That's verse 23. So the way we tithe and the way we give, they were to give to the Levites because they had no part nor inheritance with the rest of Israel. the stranger that was not born among them, but had taken God Jehovah, the fatherless, the widow, they were to be taken care of. Why? That the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hand which thou doest. So there are a lot of things we could talk about specifically, but the bottom line is every part of your life, your expressions, even the, you know, even the way you eat, perhaps, the way you use your money, all these things are to be expressions of who you are. And if you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're a child of God, you're a different person, you're a peculiar person that belongs to God, and that should be obvious by every part of your life, every day.